It's season 3, episode 1 for Tech Talk on KCLR Drive with myself, Ken Maguire, joined as I have been for the last 2 years by Alan O'Reilly from Black Knight Solutions in Carlow. You can find out more about what they do online at blackknight.com. To kick things off this week, we're chatting about the death of iTunes and what the changes from the Apple Developer Conference mean for both Mac and Windows users. With Windows in mind, we're looking at new security vulnerabilities that have been flagged by the NSA and why you should consider upgrading your version of Windows before the end of the year. And to round things out, we have a quick look around gadgets and gift ideas for Father's Day coming up on Sunday the 16th of June. Here's what happened.
Tech Talk on KCLR with Black Knight for domain names, web hosting, email and all things cloud.
It's been so long and we're back doing it. We have Alan O'Reilly of Black Knight Solutions on the line to kick off season 3 of all things technology, and as usual, or as we have done the last while, we'll be hitting up Thursdays on the show to talk about all things tech. How are you, Alan? How are things? How's it going?
I'm good.
You think
it's busy here in Carlow HQ.
Good stuff. All well in the world of Black Knight?
Yes, very busy bees.
Good stuff. We had a couple of topics that were floated out online earlier for today. The first one, and this is one particularly for music fans, and then I got thinking, it's like, flip, you kind of do an awful lot more with iTunes than just play music. You manage phones, you manage backups, you manage different devices, how things are accessed, and then Apple went and announced last week that iTunes is done. It's gonzo. They're shutting it down. They're getting rid of it. What's the story?
Yeah, so I suppose, I'm not sure about you, but I've always had a love-hate relationship with iTunes. Some things have always been excellent. And I suppose back to the days when we used to be ripping the old CDs to be able to put them into iTunes to listen to them on an iPod, or, you know, it's kind of evolved, I suppose, what it was used for and what it's intended for. So with the latest Apple OS Catalina, they're basically decoupling the features of iTunes and putting them into their own apps. So that'll be Apple Music, Apple TV, and then the main part, which I suppose that you mentioned that I'd be using it a lot for, would be backing up iPhones and syncing iPhones and, you know, doing things like that. And that's going to be built into the OS now. So the Finder on Apple is going to have those features. So nothing is going away. It's just the iTunes, I suppose, app that has everything in one place is now being removed and they're moving it into separate places. So if you have a library of music in iTunes, it's all going to be there. It's still going to be there. You're not going to lose a single song. It's just going to be in a different place. And the same goes with any maybe DVDs you had ripped into iTunes as well. The interesting part is it's going to continue for Windows, right? So for most people out there who have a Windows laptop or a Windows desktop that have iTunes and may have music in it or may just use it to manage their iPhone or their iPods, etc., that's not going to change. Now, there's no real timeline or any announcement on what will happen other than it's, for the moment, iTunes and Windows is going to continue as is. So it's only going to affect you if you're a Mac user and you update to the latest version of Catalina. But it does sound like that in times coming ahead that iTunes may well be fully phased out completely. So something to keep an eye on, yeah.
With the move to, because Apple Music is one of those things, is this going to turn, or are they trying to drive people into buying the music, to streaming? Because the Apple Music is a paid for service as well, isn't it?
Well, it can be. You can so you'll be able to access all your local iTunes, but yeah, it's trying to compete with Spotify and all those Deezer and those other kind of platforms. So that's exactly what this move, I suppose, is trying to bolster their Apple Music offering and maybe make it a bit more obvious to people that you can have your local version of music that you have purchased from iTunes or maybe CDs you ripped, but then you can also stream using the subscription service. So it's a bit of a mix. And then they have the Apple Podcast as well, which again is similar trying to compete with the other podcasts, especially a lot of Android podcast apps that are out there that are quite popular.
Okay, interesting times for Apple and for iTunes. On the one of the other topics we were looking at was on for Windows users. So loads of people have laptops and workstations in work, and we're divils for not really upgrading stuff. I still know people that are using Windows XP. I still know people that are. I could probably name somebody that has Windows 95 somewhere, but. Now, Windows 7 is on the way out. It's getting to its end of life this year. But you've flagged an article that the NSA are saying that we need to update. And when people hear the letters NSA, they think of spies and they think of Big Brother and they think of all kinds of things. But when these guys talk, people sit up and take notice. So what's been happening there?
Yeah, so Windows 7 is going to become end of life on January the 14th, 2020. Which, if you'd said 2020 to me, I suppose, a few years ago, it sounded like it's an awful long way away. But it's really now, it's just coming up upon us in terms of, I suppose, if you kind of put this off on the long finger, maybe till after summer, then you're talking about getting it done before Christmas, and then you're going to have it done in January. The problem is that Windows 7 is no longer going to get security updates from Microsoft. So if you have a laptop or a desktop, and you have Windows updates set to install and update, which you should, then at the moment your machine is kept pretty much protected against the major flaws, because as soon as Microsoft are made aware of a vulnerability like this Blue Keep that the NSA have mentioned, then Microsoft patched these vulnerabilities and your computer stays protected. The problem is that when Microsoft stop releasing patches, then your computer or laptop becomes vulnerable, and the terrible stories that you hear about ransomware and everything on your machine getting encrypted and people looking for you to pay them money to get it decrypted, or simply your device becoming no longer usable, then the risk of that increases dramatically once Microsoft stop releasing patches. So as you say, there's people out there that have, you know, Windows 97, Windows 98, Windows 2000, Windows XP, and I suppose Windows 7 was kind of talked about it's one of the newer ones, but obviously it's not really anymore, obviously, if it's becoming end of life. So I suppose there is upgrade paths. You can upgrade to Windows 10. It depends on the version of the license you have, whether it might be free if you have certain licenses, but you may have to buy a new Windows 10 license. So it does depend on it, but you really need to start thinking about upgrading your PC or laptop from Windows 7, especially if you're in a business environment and you might have a couple of old Windows 7 machines hanging around that you just haven't really got around to replacing or updating. Well, you're going to want to think about that very soon.
Yeah, because with the business one in mind, I'd only had a chat with somebody during the week where you get to the point with a computer where you know you're using it's your favorite accounts package and it's your this and it's your that, but you're pretty sure that it only works on this version of Windows. So if you go to upgrade the version of Windows, then you kind of start a little bit of a bigger conversation for the business side of things, going, oh flip, do we need to upgrade accounts? And if I upgrade Windows, is this going to work? Or is my music playout system going to work? Or will I still be able to use, you know, whatever your kind of essential apps are? So it kind of takes a bit of planning as well.
It does. Now, there is compatibility mode and a few more features in the latest version of Windows, which takes a little bit of that pain away. But certainly that is a big issue. A lot of people have, I suppose, perpetual licenses that they bought for a software package that's running on that machine. And a lot of the time when they go to try and do anything with it, it turns out they have to buy support at least for that license, if not replace it, which, as you say, for a small company, that can be a big upheaval. So that's why we're kind of flagging this now. It's January next year, but that's not too far away if you need to think about replacing or upgrading or maybe looking at what software you're also using. Because as you say, it's not just the PC, it's what the PC is running as well.
Okay, well, if January seems far away, Father's Day is an awful lot sooner. It's next Sunday, the 16th of June. You've been having a look around at a couple of things for us, between fitness trackers, even down to, I do like the old suggestion of domain names. They're kind of things that they're handy to have. Fitness trackers, Alan, we've kind of touched on these before. You don't really have to go out, though, and buy like a new Apple Watch and spend a week or two's wages on it. This has now become a kind of an area where you can get into it really without breaking the bank at all.
Yeah, I suppose it depends on what you're looking from it. So if you're somebody that's doing a lot of running and you want to have the GPS and you want to have the heart rate and you want to have all those things, then there's loads of options, as you say, from the Apple Watch right up to the top of the range, Fitbits and Garmins, etc. But there are some more, I suppose, affordable that will track. Again, now in fairness, they will track a lot of the details. They may not have the heart rate or they may not have the GPS. So you might have to have a phone with you, for example, for some of it. But in terms of steps and just recording how many, you know, much movement you've done in a day and some of the things like that, then these are really good devices. Like the Garmin VivoFit 3 is a great device. It has a long range battery, and it's down to around $59.99 now. So that's kind of, I suppose, one of the ones that I would see as really good. There's also then some like lower cost ones, again, with Joji Go Activity Tracker, which you can get for around €30. So there are some out there. So I suppose maybe if there's a father out there that maybe you want to encourage to get up off the couch and move a little bit more, maybe buying one of these and sticking it on the wrist might kind of make them realize I've only done 2,000 steps today, and then you say, well, I've done 10,000, and it might maybe help the fathers get moving a little bit. Not sure they'll thank me for it, but no, they're interesting little devices. As you say, you don't have to go out and spend hundreds of euro. There are some value ones there. So yeah, it's just something to maybe might be worth in terms of helping with health and fitness, but also a nice little gadget to have too.
Okay, any tips around wireless headphones? They seem to be kind of popular again.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I'm actually talking to you on my Apple AirPods that we reviewed. I think
really?
Was it last season? Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
And it's the best thing I've ever bought. Right. So the Apple AirPods are by far, of all the gadgets I've ever bought, they are the best. The case is rechargeable, as we discussed before. They stay in your ear even when you're running and you're jogging. When you're driving the car, if you change from one car to another, you don't have to go and set up the Bluetooth. You just pop this into your ear and you can listen to the music or you can have a conversation. But they are pricey, right? So you're talking about €180 for the Apple AirPods. But there are some cheaper options out there. One of the ones I saw was called Soundpeats. Now, mostly seem to be available online, but maybe some of the local stockers also have them. But you can pick them up for around €50 to €60. And some of the local stockers like Swans and Carlo or Curry's or, you know, any of those hardware shop or hi-fi shops kind of areas will have a good few options now in wireless. There's an awful lot of wireless headphones that have come out in the last year, especially, and maybe a little bit more towards the €100 bracket, a little bit over if you want to look at the really good ones. But there certainly are some cheaper alternatives. And again, these are great devices in terms of if you have somebody that's maybe active or someone that's busy. As I say, you can pop it into your ear. You can have your two hands free, so you can be having a conversation, chatting away with somebody, and maybe still doing maybe the housework. There you go, yeah, for fathers. So if you want to do the housework while listening to music and having conversations, then some wireless earphones might be the way to go.
With the AirPods, I think you'd flagged it before. Can you use those individually, or do you have to use them both at the same time?
Yeah, individually. I actually only have one in at the moment, and I use that pretty much all of the time. I have one in. So it's kind of like a modern version of the big old Bluetooth headsets used to have that sat outside the... But yeah, and the other great thing is that you get about 3 hours out of the full charge on the AirPods themselves. And as I said, the case then holds 3 charges. But if you're only using one at a time, then obviously you're only... The battery's only been using one at a time. So sometimes if I'm going mountain climbing or something, I put one in, and when the battery runs out, I simply pop the other one in, and by the time then I want to use the next one, that's charged. So you always have one that's charged. But they're really good devices, and they're really neat and tidy, and they don't look that obnoxious in your ear compared to maybe some of the earphones that you would have had in the past.
Nice. Last one, you flagged on the list, and I'm sure you'd kind of be remiss of me with Black Knight behind it as well. Picking up a domain name for Father's Day. Interesting suggestion.
Yeah, I suppose it's just something that obviously it's our bread and butter. We sell domain names, but it's also something that a lot of people maybe don't realize how easy it is to go and buy a domain name. And there's so many different options now with different, you know, domain extensions, you know, .blog, .me, obviously the .ie and the .com that most people know. There's any number of it. So I suppose the point is, if you go to blackknight.com and put in your father's name, you may well find a domain extension that, you know, sounds fun. And maybe they could use it for their email, they could use it for a blog. Maybe if they're starting a business or they have a hobby that they're interested in, maybe you could buy a domain name that matches that. So I suppose that's how I ended up with, you know, caraweather.com.
Yep.
That was the idea, and that's how it grew. So, it's something that, and again, they're very affordable. So they are a yearly cost, but, you know, at the moment there's some great offers on domain names, .ies and .mes. .mes can be, you know, got really cheaply, and it's kind of a personal one. It's only $2.99 for the first year. A .ie is only $5.99 for the first year. So, you know, you could buy it for them, and then they could take over the yearly charge, and if they want to use it, keep using it. But it's a low-cost kind of novelty kind of gift, maybe, idea.
I will admit, not for Father's Day, but I did buy my dad a domain name for Christmas. I managed to get his own name as well, and all sorted and registered. So he's happy out. He's got his own little kind of email side of things going on. It's a nice little touch. You get to see, it's like getting to see your name in lights, and getting to see your name in Google, and getting to see your name everywhere else. It's all good. So we've been talking about iTunes, and we've been talking about Windows updates, and we have been talking about gifts for Father's Day. If you missed any of this, you'll be able to catch up in particular on the show blog straight after the show today, kclore96fm.com/drive. Alan O'Reilly, if people are looking to get in touch in particular about the domain name side of things or anything else tech related, how can they find you?
Blacknight.com, and it has all our contact details, and we're on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and anywhere else. But give us a call here in Carlow, and the sales team will be happy to find a domain name that might match yourself, or maybe even for Father's Day.
Good stuff. Alan O'Reilly, thanks a million for taking the time out of the day. Lovely to get the old chats up and going again, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Ken. Cheers.
Tech Talk on KCLR with Black Knight for domain names, web hosting, email, and all things cloud.
If you like what you hear, join me weekdays on KCLR Drive from 3 o'clock. You can email me at any stage as Ken at KCLR96FM.com, and you'll find out more chats, more interviews, more news and views on the blog, KCLR96FM.com/drive.